Hello and welcome into another edition of Fractured Not Broken. I keep saying edition. Episode. Welcome into another episode of Fractured Not Broken, the Relationship Wellness Podcast. It is your guy, Coach Reg, relationship expert, author, and host of this podcast. Super excited to be here with you again. Hope you are equally excited to be here with me. Hope you're enjoying the content. Hope you're learning. And I hope that the podcast is meeting the objective, the goal that we set out to and we will continue to strive for. And that is to transform how we show up and present in the relationships that matter most to us. And they can be personal, professional, romantic, non-romantic, whatever, whatsoever type. I was thinking, about what I wanted to share with you today. And I think I want to title this one. Well, I'll tell you the title in a second, but before I get there, I want to give you some more context. So I've been thinking about this, right? You know, as a coach, you know, I'm naturally curious, right? And so when I listen to people who share, who choose to share, who trust me to share, because that's another part of it, being a coach, non-judgmental, you know, I don't judge your choices. I coach relationships, not your choices, right? So the idea is however you choose, whatsoever you choose, with whomever you choose, that is your choice. And as I listen to people share about different relationships, I hear it a little differently, right? And as you know, everything we do, well, the bulk of what we do is predicated and founded in emotional intelligence. And so when I'm listening, that's kind of what I'm hearing, right? And no matter the share and no matter the type of scenario that someone is sharing about, that they're attempting to navigate, understand, or be better in, right? And you've also heard me say that I believe that we as humans want to communicate better. We simply don't know how. And so my hope is that as we continue to grow and evolve and with Fractured Not Broken, is that we actually become better in communicating, more confident in our communication, more willing to communicate, quite frankly. Even those things that aren't as comfortable, right? It really is a matter of how we choose to approach them. And you may not know how, right? And so that's where coaching comes in. There's ways to do things that are non-offensive and that you can keep the important thing, which is the thing that you want to discuss. Because oftentimes things will get lost in delivery because a person who's the hearer can't always get past how the message was delivered. So the message doesn't even really land because the person, the hearer, sees the deliverer and they are hearing it and you're like, wait a minute. And so just a quick thought on that is, have you ever shared something with someone and you were not angry, you were not emotional, you were not frustrated, you weren't anything. You were simply sharing. And the response that you received didn't align with what you were sharing. Like, wait a minute, what did I miss something? Because the person may have responded sharply, snarky, rudely, quite frankly. And you're like, wait a minute. And so sometimes, right, when that happens, then we become defensive and we respond in kind. And so the whole conversation, the whole experience goes left. And you're like, how did this happen? So if you ever find yourself in that type of situation or experience and you recognize real time, because again, we're talking about EQ and we're speaking specifically about social awareness and relationship management and self-management, quite frankly, when that happens, it's an opportunity to say, wait a minute, instead of responding with the same energy that your share was met with, consider asking a question. Well, I'm sorry, what did you hear me say? Because, you know, again, if you weren't emotional, you were not upset, you were not angry, there is nothing to be upset about. And so the miss isn't yours. And so we can do better to manage and moderate ourselves when someone responds differently, not than we intended, but we know our share didn't warrant. So when it doesn't line up, it's an opportunity to ask a question. It's an opportunity to be curious. Now, folks, I don't expect you guys to be coaches. No, that's what I do, right? That's why you hire me to help you, work these things through. But not again, what I think is that you're thinking, right? Because this is a thoughtful experience. Every relationship is a thoughtful experience. Yeah. Still haven't told you the title yet, have I? We're about to get there. So I will tell you, I want to title this one, Family Matters. Yeah, Family Matters. And what I like to do is share a couple of scenarios that were shared with me that people are attempting to navigate. And they're struggling. And again, I'm listening to these. These were random shares. Couldn't be more diverse, but random nonetheless. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? This is something that we may need to talk about because it exists in non-romantic relationships and family matters. And so a couple of examples, and then we'll talk about, you know, where the opportunities for EQ present. So the first example I'll share with you is, or scenario, was shared with me by a person who's married. She's a wife and mother. And, you know, she and her husband, I'm not certain about this part, but I think they were, I believe, maybe a second marriage for her, maybe a first for him. Doesn't matter, but she has two daughters, is the point. And, well, not the point, but they have two children, okay? And so the husband, you know, loves his family, you know, contributes, participates, shows up, he's present. But the wife was sharing how, you know, with her daughters, they are not as helpful. I think they're older, maybe in college, certainly old enough to help out around the house with chores and tasks, what have you, right? And so what was happening is the wife was sharing how she's not getting any help, you know, like with trash going out, with meal prep for the week for the family. She asks questions, asks them to help out, but they don't. But yet they have no problems asking her for things that they need. Now, let me put a pin here. You guys recall me telling you, I don't know how many times I've said it, but we humans are innately selfish. If it benefits us, sign us up, right? Rarely do we think is our first thought to be selfless. How can I be of service? How can I be of support to the people, to the person, be it our parent, be it our friend, be it our sibling, who's there for us willingly? But we don't have a problem receiving. God forbid we actually do something in service and support of them. So anyway, let's get back to the story. So the lady was sharing that, her daughters, you know, she does a lot for them. She talked about how they tell her that her tone is sharp. And, you know, I guess that's their reason for not doing or whatever, making that the thing. But because they make that the thing that she's actually asking doesn't get addressed, like I talked about a few moments ago, right? Things get lost in delivery. So the person can't get past the delivery. So the message never lands, never has an opportunity. And so her frustration is simply that, and I'm listening to her share this, and what I realize is like, gosh, you know, this is what I wrote about in Love Relationships and Sometimes Just Letting Go. And if you don't have it, I highly encourage you to get it. In that, we talk about triple A's, or better yet, don't call AAA in your relationships. If your car breaks down, certainly call AAA, but not in relationships. And right, so because what happens is, and so the AAA's are attack, accuse, assume. Don't do any of those things in relationships. And those AAAs are aligned directly to the relationship management and social awareness components or attributes of emotional intelligence. And so again, messages get lost because the person can't get past how the message was delivered. They can't even get to the message because they're offended because of how it sounded. And so the person not being aware, socially aware, self-aware, responds with the same energy as the person, as in this instance, the daughter. And so it becomes a thing between the two of them. And so like, gosh, how do we fix this? So it's a couple of things, right? So now it has layers. You have a way how we communicate, and now we have the message that I actually want to deliver or that I want you to get. And so she's sharing this with me about her challenges with communication. And like I said, as a coach, I'm naturally curious. I'm listening, not for where I can insert myself, not for where I can make a suggestion, but I'm just simply listening. And what I realize is that the frustration, I mean, it's literally right there in front of her, in front of them both, but they don't know how to navigate it. And this is, again, where coaching comes in. So I'm listening to this, and this is why I said I wanted to share it with you, because here it is, a wife and mom who's frustrated with her family, not because she doesn't love them, not because they don't love her. It's because their communication is woefully lacking. Even know how to, they recognize it as a challenge, but they don't know how to navigate them. Now, let's be fair, folks. I don't know these people. Again, this was a story that was shared with me from this lady who's married, and this is her family. And I, again, happen to be listening. So I don't know the additional nuance, the additional dynamics that may be in play in her family. But from what she shared is what I'm where I'm speaking from. Not my opinion, but from what she shared. And that's what I'm sharing with you, speaking to it from that perspective. And what I realized is that they could benefit from an agreement. You guys remember that agreements introduce accountability. We all know that humans resist and reject accountability because that actually means you have to do what you said you were going to do. You actually have to show up where you said you were going to show up. I know it's radical. I know. But guess what? The goal is to do what? Show up and be better, transform how we show up and present in the relationships that matter most. If in fact they matter most. We can't say they matter most and not aren't willing to do the work that demonstrates that they matter most, right? So with this family, again, listening to her frustration, again, chores around the house, meal prep during the week. And the problem was she couldn't get past the communication. It's like her daughters ignore her. They still receive the same privileges and benefits of being daughters to her. She still loves them, still does for them. But the thing is, holding people accountable and requiring more. And how do you do that? Well, a way to do it is asking a question. Are you willing to have a conversation first? Because remember, folks, it's about buy-in. We get buy-in before we get to the message. That's the problem. So our message gets lost because we deliver it poorly, because we're frustrated, disappointed, upset, what have you. And because of it, we feel justified sometimes because we've been so frustrated that we don't have to ask permission. Hey, do you want to have a conversation? Not do you want to have a conversation, but I like to talk to you about some things. I like to share my thoughts and I like to get yours, right? And essentially, you're saying we need to talk, but you're not saying we need to talk, because anytime you say we need to talk to somebody, guess what they're likely going to do? Shut down. So the buy-in comes from inclusivity. Let me include you. I want you to know I want to include you in this conversation. And I hope that you want to hear what I have to share, because I absolutely want to hear what you have to share. So once you establish buy-in, and it's like, yeah, I would like to, I'm okay with having a conversation. So now let's talk about the things. And the things that you talk about, please don't go back to attacking, accusing, and assuming in your delivery. Hey, listen, I've noticed that you've been really busy lately. And I've noticed that some things that I've asked you to do have gone wanting. And first of all, I wanted to know, were you aware of that? Right. because I know we're all busy. But I just want to know if that makes sense, right? Are you noticing the same? And their answer is their answer, right? But this is not a script, folks. This is not, they're going to say this, I'm going to say this, they're going to say that. That's not what I'm saying. But you're having a conversation and you're allowing the responses to inform your next question or comment, right? And so in this example, notice you're busy, notice some things are going wanting. And so now, let me ask you a question. How can I support you, right? What do you need from me to help you get done the things that you said you would do? Because now we're talking about accountability. My question suggests and demonstrates that I actually want to work with you, not attack you, not accuse you, not assume that you don't want to do it. But I want to invite you to the conversation, and I don't want to invite you to consider these things. I want to ask you, how can I support you? Right? It's a better way to be better. So, again, I didn't get a chance to share any of this with the lady. She's just sharing with me. Like I said, I'm hearing her challenge, and I'm like, God, there's a way to do this. And I just kind of gave you the blueprint of how you can at least start the conversation that is absent of emotion, absent of anger and energy that can be perceived different than you want it to be. So the idea really is to think about what it is that you want to accomplish, right? A, you want to get buy-in. B, you want to be curious and ask questions and share what you're noticing, not tell them what they're not doing. You didn't do this and you didn't do that. And why do I have to keep talking to you about this? Folks, it is futile should you choose that approach. But if you choose an inclusive approach, if you choose to be curious, if you choose to ask questions, you can actually be prepared to have a better outcome. Now, granted, I'm speaking about the part that you can control, and that's you. We don't know how your family member is going to respond, because we can't control that. All we can do is control our part, and that is the conversation, and we do so not to offend. Does it make sense? Hope so. Okay, let's get to the second example. Then we're going to get out of here. So the second example is and scenario was someone who it's a mother's son, and the son is older. The mom and the son's dad, I believe, were once married, no longer. And so he, you know, was home from college, I believe, visiting his mom, and I believe his girlfriend was with him. And, you know, he's older, like I said, and so his mom, not with his dad, and so she's dating, and she has a new friend, and he has a new friend. And so his thought was his mom should be available to entertain, get to know, and be interested and curious about his new friend, because he's like, hey, I brought her here. She should care. She should want to be a part of this, right? Well, what he didn't know or didn't consider is that his mom has a new friend also. And so they're exploring to see if, in fact, what they desire ultimately is aligned. And if it works, it's very new, just like his relationship is very new. Well, because he wanted what he wanted, and that was his mom's attention and participation with getting to know his friend, what he missed was she had things that were important to her too. So my understanding is a young man goes to talk to his aunt. So a young man shares with his aunt his frustration. His aunt says to him, you're just spoiled. Get over it. And I was like, wow, that's different. I told you I listened with a different ear. And so anyway, they have that conversation. And the person who shared the story with me said, wow, that was actually impressive that a young person took the initiative to go speak with his aunt about something that was concerning him, because her contention was most young people don't share. And so it must have mattered to him, and she applauded him because he was willing to share with his aunt. And I said, man, that's great. And I'm glad he chose to share too. But what I heard, folks, when I listened to it, was missed opportunity. Missed opportunity to be curious. When the young man went to his aunt to express his frustration, disappointment with his mom's choices, not with her person, but with her lack of participation with getting to know his friend, because that's what he wanted. And so his aunt kind of dismissed him. And that was problem number one, because when someone comes to you, folks, again, we're talking about social awareness, we're talking about relationship management, and we're talking about paying attention to what you're being shown. If someone comes to you to share with you, it's an opportunity to ask a question like, hey, what are you feeling? Because there's some context there that, you know, if all you hear is his share, it's like, okay, where's that coming from? You know, what is motivating it? And so we don't know, right? I don't know, because I wasn't there. I'm just sharing with you the tidbits, if you will, that I have from the story. But what I understand is, or what I realize is that when the aunt heard the story, again, her actions as it was relayed to me, the way that she handled it sounded dismissive. And so her nephew truthfully could have shut down and said, you know what, I'm not going to talk to you anymore because I can't. This isn't safe. Because I come here to share with you what I'm feeling and you tell me I'm spoiled. Versus maybe saying, hey, listen, what's going on? What are you feeling? So that he is clear on what he can hear himself. So it's, again, this opportunity to ask questions. Not espouse your perception of the child or the person that's speaking to you, because you don't know how that's going to land. We just talked about that, right? Sometimes messages get lost because of the delivery. And so it can also shut down the desire to want to continue to share. If our response, it's not that you got to coddle and say, oh, it's going to be okay. No, it's like, what are you talking about? Where's this coming from? I want to understand. With the intent to give the person who's sharing something to think about that they may not have considered. It's called perspective, folks. It's called objectivity. It's not what you think they should do. It's asking them questions so they can figure out what it is they need to do, want to do. And sometimes they may not know. Sometimes they actually have to sit with it. So what am I saying to you? When people come to us with things, let's challenge ourselves. If they trust us to share, be it a family matters, okay? If they trust us to share, let's not squander the opportunity. Let's not squander the experience by being dismissive, by being cavalier, by saying, get out of here, you're bothering me. It's an opportunity to ask questions about their actions, not what you think about their actions. That's all I'm saying. Ask a question about what you're seeing. Don't try not to overlay how you feel about what you're seeing in your ask, because it can likely get lost. Because what the person may perceive is your opinion about what you are seeing versus asking them how they think and feel about what they're doing. My God, I hope this makes some sense to you folks. I really, really do. Listen, I really hope you drop some comments, drop your thoughts in the comments. Would love to read them. Would love to engage with you, interact. If you want to connect with me, please check the link in the description in the comments. It's the very first comment that's going to be pinned to this video. It's my link tree. If you want to get the book, if you want to book me for your events, if you want to schedule coaching, and so much more can all be initiated from the link tree that's going to be in the comments. Listen, folks, I'm excited. You know, you can tell this is what I love. I hope you can pick it up. This is what I love to do. I want to see people better. I want us to be better. I want us to literally transform how we show up and present in the relationships that matter most. This is a start. Again, family matters. It doesn't matter the relationship, folks. The type of relationships, romantic, non-romantic, or professional, these things matter, because how we communicate, how we deliver information, how we share, how we invite people to conversations matters. And if you need some assistance with that, not quite sure how to do it, or something you know you struggle with, get at me. Linktree. That's how you do it. Schedule some time. It's a discovery call. Don't know that we're going to work together. Don't know if it's a fit. It's a relationship. You know, we have to see if our goals are aligned, right? And if our goals are aligned, then we can talk about next steps. If they're not, that's okay. My goal is to be of service and support. bottom line. And if you're someone who requires or believes you could benefit from support, reach out. That's all. So listen, you guys have a fantastic week, I guess. Fantastic day, right? And hey, excited to be with you. Hope you're excited to be with me. It's your guy, Coach Reg, and I love. I will see you on the next episode, guys. Take good care.